We'll bring you our second excerpt from The Mind Behind Bridgecom in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Bridgecom Systems is a Missouri manufacturer of amateur and commercial repeaters and two-way radios. The mind behind Bridgecom is Ron Kohanowitz, KC0QVT. His company has been located in Smithville, Missouri since 2004. 2015 was only the second year this Made in America manufacturer has attended the Dayton Hamvention. Their presence there was noteworthy, if for no other reason than their recent entrance into the 220 1.25cm ham radio market with his 220 repeater and release of a 220 mobile radio and HT. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Ron Kohanowitz in the Rain booth at the 2015 Hamvention.
One of the things that I've come to realize, these radios, particularly amateur radios that I've seen on the market, and this is something I've always been mystified dealing also in the commercial world, there's a lot of buttons on the front of a radio. And I've seen some of these hand mics where there's 16, 17 buttons, several overlays of silk screens to indicate various functions, and every button's got multi-functions. I suppose there's people out there that really get into that and need to have all these bells and whistles, if you will. But one of the things that most people really want to do is just talk through the radio. I'm thinking the KISS principle at this point, and I wonder if when you get the complexity of some of these radios, if it's just overkill. I mean, I've used some of these radios, and I do read the manuals, and I go through and try to figure out all the various features and functions, but to be honest with you, I rarely use a lot of these features. I want to just talk. I want to press the push-to-talk button. I want to know that I got out and that the repeater got me and I got in and my call went through and I got a response. It's a mechanism to speak through, but I wonder if it's necessary to spend your time gold-plating a product that 99% of the customers aren't even going to use any of this stuff.
That means more time you have to spend in R&D.
Exactly, and the product's delayed. And at the end of the day, a guy just wants to turn the radio on and talk, and he doesn't want it to break, and he wants it to be good quality, and it's stable. It maintains power.
And one of the problems is that if you don't use these radios often, that shouldn't have to be a daunting task for anybody. But it's not just for those of us who are blind or visually impaired. It's for so many other people who don't use the radios often as they used to. A real failure of the 220 radio that are out today is if I want to transmit my rain report 15 minutes, I can use the Elinco DR235 and handle it. But boy, there are several others out there that you transmit 5 minutes without unkeying, it just flat out dies. There's insufficient heat sinking in the radio to help get that heat away from those little transistors that don't like that kind of heat.
I know what you're talking about. The design that we have uses what's called an RF brick. It's a power amplifier made by Mitsubishi. It's a 30-watt power amplifier. The entire chassis is nothing but a heat sink. The design is such that it will handle the transmission capability that you're after. I'm pretty confident that you ought to be able to do a 15-minute rain report. Now, the unit's going to get hot, but it's not going to fail. Another thing to keep in mind about this product is the ability to program it and set it up with a computer. We're going to be including that in the package as part of the sale. It's not an aftermarket purchase. We'll give you the cable and the software.
More and more repeaters are looking to link to each other. But when you start involving considerable distances, RF is not an option.
Well, our repeater doesn't by itself have an internet link. However, we have a product that allows for interfacing to our repeater. It's effectively a network appliance that would connect to the repeater and provide linking capability site to site using the Ethernet or internet connections, whether it be Wi-Fi, a physical link like a cable modem or a DSL connection, or in a data center. So we do have an appliance that connects to a network switch that provides the ins and outs of a repeater to do voice communications. It's a product that we started shipping in 2009. It's called TLNet. Okay, this was a product that came out of, well, our interest in working with linking commercial trunking systems. Not long after that, we needed to scale that down quite a bit. to be able to provide for a conventional purpose. And the carryover was that it was very applicable to amateur radio in that we could do site-to-site linking. And to give you a bit of backstory, there's been a big interest in site-linking Moto Turbo repeaters, and we became a third-party developer for the Moto Turbo product line and was able to quickly get to market a product to enhance the IP site connect capability of Moto Turbo, and that has resulted in these various site linking groups, particularly DMR Mark was one, DCI. The various groups could link their repeaters, but the carryover also is for doing analog as well. It's a big topic.
You're listening to a conversation between Ron Kohanowitz, KC0QVT, the mind behind BridgeCom Systems, and Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll conclude their chat in a moment. This is The Rain Report, accessible on therainreport.com, on Twitter at The Rain Report, and via iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I'm a Windows 7 user. I would imagine your software is going to be targeting Windows users.
That's right. We do develop our client applications with Windows 7. In fact, I use a Windows platform. I personally use a Windows 7 machine to do the development work on, and this application has been deployed on everything down from XP on up.
What's the price class of your box?
Every one of our repeaters, the 2-meter, the 440, and the 220 machine, are $995, and they can be purchased direct from our website. We are the manufacturer. And we generally can ship one within 2 business days after receipt of order. We offer a duplexer option. We offer the 220 duplexer. We offer the duplexer for the 70 centimeter. That takes a little bit longer to get one with those because we get those made to order. They're a bit more costly, but we do offer turnkey systems in the event, let's say, a club would just like to go ahead and plug and play. We can provide the programming, the tuning, and complete setup to the point where all they'd need to do is get an antenna and a feed line system set up, and they would just simply attach the duplexer ins and outs to the repeater as well as to the feed line, and they should be on the air.
What kind of reports are you getting from high RF areas, urban areas?
That's a good question. We actually have a 440 machine operating in Midtown Manhattan, and it's doing really well. I was excited. Now, this gentleman's done his homework to ensure that he operates a very filtered machine, because you obviously need to be mindful of those things. That is a common concern. And these repeaters of ours are operating in a lot of environments that are high RF, where they're dealing with broadcast transmissions for paging, FM radio stations, AM radio stations, and they're sitting side by side with this equipment. But as far as the unit operating and functioning in that environment, we've gotten a lot of good reports. Clearly, you have to do your homework after you get outside the repeater to ensure that what the repeater sees is a good, clean signal. Otherwise, it can only retransmit what it sees.
Give me a website somebody can go to.
It's bridgecomsystems.com. That's BridgeComSystems.com. BridgeComSystems.com. We're located in Smithville, Missouri, just north of Kansas City, about 15 miles.
How would someone find you on Facebook?
Facebook.com/BridgeComSystems. And one of the things that we do for our customers is once a machine's deployed, we invite our customers to take a photograph of where the repeater's final home is going to be, and we publish the photograph, we promote your club, and we'll boost the post because we like to share in that experience and let people know you exist, and it does provide a lot of traffic for your club. We definitely welcome you into the family, if you will, and it's been a really neat experience because we're meeting a lot of great people. And I always enjoy seeing where the repeaters are finally deployed after we make them. So that's one of the things you'll get as a benefit if you choose to go our way, is we definitely plug your club.
Do you have a target date for your 220 radio?
Late summer 2015. And the 220 repeater is shipping today. We've actually deployed quite a few systems thus far since offering it.
And that concludes a conversation between Ron Kohanowitz, KC0QVT, the mind behind BridgeCom Systems, and Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, recorded in the Rain booth at the 2015 Dayton Hamvention in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Editorial note, HAP is hoping to test the Bridgecom 220 mobile radio to see if the radio can truly endure a 15-minute keydown required for some of these rain reports. We'll let you know if and when he does. And one final note, HAP will be making a rare speaking presentation in Chicago August 7 for the Hamfesters Radio Club. For the time and location, do a search for Hamfesters. While you're at it, check out the time and location for their upcoming Hamfest, scheduled for August 2nd. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, and this has been another Rain Report, available on therainreport.com, Twitter at hashtag TheRainReport, and via iTunes. This Rain Report is not to be construed as an endorsement for this company or its products.